Okay, very, very short business meeting. Simply wanted to thank you all for coming last week. I think just about everybody did. My question, would you like to do something like this again in the future?
Yeah.
We'll be done. And Lyle, you have a few words about the senior board?
I do. I think that we have some information sent out to everybody about the Eastern Iowa Seniors Chorus. We're trying to put together a chorus to compete in Lawrence in October. We've got probably 35 or 40 guys so far. Iowa City, Cedar Rapids, Waterloo, Davenport, back in that area, coming together. We've got six or eight here from Des Moines. My quartet plus I think Floyd and John Champion and
Greg.
Perfect. Greg's in.
Okay, Greg. So we got you know, 8 or 10 now. They're going to have they're going to do two songs. They pick the songs. The songs are "Who Will Buy," which is an arrangement by Dave Briner, and then "That Summer When We Were Young," which is a Val Hicks arrangement. Music will be coming out shortly, and they plan to have 5 rehearsals, and they're, of course, encouraging everybody to attend them all, but you don't have to attend them all. They would like you to attend at least 2. If we get enough guys, like 25 to 30 guys from here in the Des Moines area, they'll have 2 of the 5 rehearsals here in Des Moines.
You mean this is a demo? They're not going to have no competition over there, do they?
Yes, because Jeff Benito out of Springfield has got a seniors chorus that's going to be competing. Oh, and so, yeah, we're going to have competition. Yeah. So the thing is...
There could be one from Nebraska as well.
Yep. Now, if we were to get well enough that we could win that seniors division, then guess what we do in January? Jacksonville, Florida. International, we would represent the district as a seniors chorus. There's a chance that could happen.
In the midwinter.
And yeah, and so it could be a lot of fun. Could be an opportunity to go to international. I certainly would be pumped about that. At any rate, it's all voluntary. Don't worry about this is supposed to be fun. And so I know it's a couple more songs to learn. Some of us have got a lot of songs on our plate that we're learning and. We don't want to interrupt or degrade what we're doing here for this chorus, but this could be a little extracurricular fun on the side as a seniors chorus. So, and almost all of us are eligible, sad to say. Two songs will be "Who Will Buy," which is from Oliver.
They'll be sending
music out. And the other one is "That Summer When We Were Young." And I'm unfamiliar with that song.
Who sang "That Summer When We Were Young"?
In Alabama.
Being a Val Hicks song, I would expect it's probably pretty good.
It's not that far.
Yeah. Anybody have any questions?
When you say music, is that sheet music and tracks? Do you know?
Yes. I hope so.
You said
I think tracks.
We actually have the tracks.
Has the tracks for
"Who Will Buy," because our quartet has that in our repertoire. But I have never sung the other one, so I don't know. But it can't be that tough.
I think John said for the tracks.
Yeah. Okay. Any questions? Let me know.
Anything else for the good of the cause?
Paul, you had something. I can't remember what it was.
Oh, yeah. It was last Thursday. That's right. Was on Morgan's birthday. And my quartet went out and sang "Happy Birthday" to him. And they were having an art show that day, so we took him over to the art show and sang for all the people that were attending the art show.
Right.
Good. May have gotten 2 gigs out of it.
Yeah.
How is he doing?
Yeah. I would say the others would have thought he just seemed like he was doing just fine. It was when I talked to him longer that I noticed there was the long distance sections in between. But he knew what we were doing, and it was his birthday, and walked with us down to the art show.
Good.
Cool. Yes, Carl.
Did any of the rest of the group get the invite to Gene Lutz's place on Sunday?
Nope.
Yeah.
Maybe just slack lunch, but I don't know.
Yeah.
He didn't want to stop.
Well, yeah. Well, I didn't
swear enough.
I went last.
Well, whatever that.
That was last, I was the only barber shopper there.
Is this one of your bonfires?
And you want to see one of the bonfires? Okay, we had a really, really good rehearsal. We accomplished some really, really nice things in a lot of the music tonight. We are about to sort of take a, I'm not calling it a break, because we're still meeting every week. And here's what I want to do through the month of July, okay? I would encourage you, if you're still able to come, come. Okay, we're going to spend some time doing some entry-level sort of theory, ear training kind of thing. Learn about how music works. What is this thing, you know, we call major, minor keys? Why are they there? What are the little squished B flat type symbols? And what are these weird hashtag chirpy signs? What do they really mean? How do they work? How do you spell a chord? How do I know if I'm the root, the third, the fifth of the chord? All these types of things I want you to be able to answer. You might not be the quickest on your feet, but you can take some time to figure it out and start to learn this weird thing we call music theory. Okay? So, through July, we'll be doing that every Monday night, okay, for an hour-ish, okay, learning some of that. And we'll be spending some time singing some tags, applying some of the things that we've been learning in theory towards some of the tag singing. And then what I want to do are some sectionals, okay? So I'll work with, you know, maybe the tenor, which is the first week, and I'll send this all out in an email. Once I figure it out. The thing that's throwing a little wrench in this is that Harmony University thing that I have to go to for 1 week. Mm-hmm. And so there's that 1 week that I don't know if Elton and I haven't had a chance to talk yet. We're going to still try to do something on that, or we just take it off. Okay.
Elton, are you going to
HU?
Oh, okay.
He's not going to HU, but I can't remember if you're in town or... So we'll talk and we'll figure out if we're going to try to do something. But what I'd really love to do is take just a voice part a week. And just really look at least our two contest songs for sure, maybe some other stuff, and just really work on finesse, work on style, tone, and make sure that everything is rhythmically where we want it, and spend some time individually with those parts each week. That way, hopefully, when we come back in August we just start up again as normal, okay? Hopefully that gives us a little bit of a leg up. We're feeling much more confident, and I'd love for you to make me a promise, okay? Even if you're not able to make all the stuff in July, when we come in August, I want the two contest pieces. You are off that paper, okay? You've got learning tracks. We've been going over it ad nauseum, okay? Know your stuff so that when we come in August, we don't have to still teach and pound out notes. That's what I want you to do. I was never a Boy Scout. Sorry. Three. Okay, two, three.
Three.
Okay,
three.
Okay. Non-scouts, honor.
Yeah.
I will.
That was Cub Scouts.
Was it? Okay, it's two. Okay, yes, so.
Cub Scouts.
We belong to Wolf Ears.
Wolf Ears? No, okay. Is that what we're supposed to be? No. Okay, that's cool. Okay, I learned something. Okay, make your promise that when we come in August, you're ready to go on those two pieces.
There's an old Boy Scout saying, be prepared.
I do know that.
And that's a good one.
Yes. It's a great Disney song in Lion King. No.
Be prepared.
Is it Lion King? Yeah. No, Lion King. Yeah.
Yeah. And one other thing, any of you guys that are interested in that seniors chorus, shoot me an email and I'll put together a list and I'll send it off to John Marshall so that you're all on the mailing list. Okay. And then when he sends the music out, we'll all get it.
Cool.
Okay.
How many people think you're going to go? I'd like to see.
He would like to get 100. He's not there yet. He's got about 60. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'll try to remember your name.
Yeah, Vince, right behind you.
I knew Dave. I knew our quartet was signed up for.
Yep. Already sent to
Vince, okay. But yes, it should be an email anyway, and I'll put together a list of the Des Moines guys.
Now, a reminder of what I set out was sort of a personal goal for me, and therefore, in proxy, also for you. But my personal goal is by the time we get to contest, I wanted an additional 20 people on our risers more than what we had last year at contest. Now, that is a big and tall order to fill. However, okay, I know that we can do this. I can't do it on my own. I can't get 20 new people all on my own, okay? I need help. I need you to actually be asking, okay? Great first step with getting some new people to us at the grill event, the barbecue thing last week. But now you need to follow up with them. It's not just good enough that you got in there once. You just have to say, hey, if you enjoy yourself, love to have you come again. I'll pick you up, or, you know, I'll be waiting with another hot dog, if that's what it takes. All my hot dogs, and a quick trip and bring them over here if I had to. But there's repertoire and sound that you can only get when you have a few more horses. Okay? We're limited of what we can do just because we don't quite have the depth that we need in all the parts. Isn't it amazing when you get like ambassadors up there or something, you got like 120 people? I mean, it's so easy. Well, I shouldn't say easy. There's still a lot of work goes into it, but it's just easier to have a nice, good, blended sound when you're one of, you know, 40 people on a part when you're one of five on a part. There's just a whole scale of economy that's just different. Doesn't mean that it's bad, but we're ignoring a whole subset of repertoire that I would love to look at, but it needs more. So there's that. Now, I am okay if we have people that say, you know, yeah, sure, I'll come and sing, you know, with you guys and get these two songs ready, but I can't be there every single week, and I don't want to do it every single week for, you know, 4 months or whatever. If we have the right people, okay, and you know your peeps better than I do, but I know, like, maybe some of my Playhouse folks, they can probably come and do, you know, 4-6 weeks like we do to get a Playhouse show ready, and they would be fine, okay? And I'm okay. Now, they still have to be members to go to contests, okay? So there's still that, okay, that we have to talk about and overcome. But it's okay to not have them start in August, is what I'm saying. They want to start in September, I think we can get them ready to go. Okay? But I need you to start making those invites. And when August comes, don't wait till the day before, you know, like Sunday night, on the day before the first August rehearsal. You've got all of July to just make those contacts and ask and ask and ask, okay? I really, really want, number one, yes, to look at the new repertoire, but I also want this chorus to grow. And to grow, that takes new blood. It just does, okay? There always has to be a sense of excitement and building, okay? And that will come. Thank you, Ty, for being here, by the way. It's good to have you back. He's already got five people in his brain. He's like, oh, yeah, they're coming with me to the next rehearsal, right? Okay, awesome. Okay, but each of you need to be doing that. Okay? Yeah. After.